my God, I missed you guys so much. Hey, he divided my son of a bitch.
Yoshi! I love you when you beat up my life!
He's dead.
That's also not a picture. Kill me. That's also not a picture of you.
I killed that guy.
That's not a picture of you, by the way.
It isn't. What?
Oh, yeah. What are we starting with anyway, guys?
Dude, your face.
I thought it started with the music we used in the credits.
Yeah.
Well, I used in the credits.
Yeah. Everyone is dead now. Success! Well, yeah, well, I multiply by one. What does that get you?
A big cookie.
A dead Yoshi on a cross?
Hear that? Again, it's the part where he laughs.
Yoshi lags.
Ah, what a good not laugh.
Dark 227. If you want to e-slap Yoshi, go ahead. Just send it to his email.
He doesn't know it. And besides, I'm your fucking boss.
Your point.
Really? Doc, you're paying on fire.
Okay, I don't have a song, actually.
Yeah, I can fire your stupid ass whatever the fuck I want to.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Replace Saburo and...
Fed man, I'm going to play it over Skype.
Alright, so, enjoy this oh, dear God, another guest!
Oh my God, it's MCO now!
I don't know.
Shut up. Yeah, viewers, I would turn down the Ustream because he's playing it through his mic, which is never a good idea.
Oh, damn it, we've lost Darkrai.
No! He was the best friend. Wait, maybe he's re-signing in.
Maybe. I do not know.
Yeah, that could be it.
Maybe he actually did divide by zero.
Oh, he's back. He didn't die.
Welcome back, Dark. I'm just going to call you Dark because I don't feel like announcing your whole name, full screen name. So, yeah.
Well, that's why numbers are usually unnecessary.
They're just there because, So that way they don't steal your quote-unquote password or whatever.
Anyway, Darkrai, you might want to turn down your volume a bit because I'm playing this through my speakers for you stream. So, hit it, Thorn!
Oh yeah, that was the greatest. Yeah, that was the...
Wait, can you guys hear it?
No.
Yeah, no! I can hear shit, that's why I said it! He did and survived, and he killed the moonworm. Aw, that's nice. He killed the moonworm.
Oh, I see. Okay, here we go.
Okay, it's the sped up lag remix.
This is Fetty Time. I am... the Fat Man host, and with my co-hosts.
Shut up!
Thorn says something.
Anger.
And I got it to work, so thank you for interrupting me.
Sorry.
Douche nozzle.
Shut up.
Come flaps.
Here's where it finally starts.
Welcome to Fetty Time. I am the host, D-Fat Man, and with me are my co-hosts like normal, Thornbrain.
Oh, hi.
And Yoshi.
Oh my God, hi!
And today we have a guest with us is MCO.
Come and see my puppy's Tony. Bye.
Okay. Okay, well, you guys go have fun and all that. I gotta use the bathroom, so, like, yeah.
Yeah,
I gotta take a piss.
Yeah, Sergeant Frog is breaking the universe.
Yeah, I'll be right back. You guys go take over the world without me.
Like, okay, Sword.
Well, we can start, like...
We'll get into those voices. Yeah. We'll get into those voices soon. I'll be right back!
Okay, send me pizza!
I'm not doing that again.
Okay, let's start off the show like we normally do with everybody's events, today's events.
I worked really hard trying to get people for the show, and so far there's only one guy here. Hi, Darkrai.
Hi, dude.
You have officially made it into the podcast. By name.
Well, one terrific audience.
Yes, hello. How about you, MCO? Again.
I kind of feel ill today. I have a little bit of a bad throat, a cold coming on, and not very much happening. I'm dull as dishwater today. Drowning, please.
You're like Swindon.
And what about Yoshi's in...
Swindon, England.
Okay.
Yes, I know where Swindon is, but what does it reference?
That's what Andy Partridge of XTC called Swindon. That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Well, Yoshi is MIA right now.
Oh my god, I'm back as soon as you say that.
God damn it. Okay.
make an intimate ass.
Us, what the fuck are we doing?
Today's events. The shit today. Go, Yoshi.
Oh, me? Okay, so...
He has absolutely nothing to say.
Yeah, I didn't do it. Okay. I woke up, brushed my teeth. I sat down on my chair and I was gonna play Pikmin, but I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna watch a speedrun of Pikmin. Then I made a video for a certain project for something that's gonna be for later, and the end.
Yeah.
So pretty much nothing really worthwhile.
My fucking back problem, kind of.
Yeah, well, me, I was,
Oh my god, nobody cares next.
Shut up. Me, I was, babysitting my next door neighbor's kid while trying to get shit done. So, yeah, I'm a little late because my parents decided to send me off. Besides that, it's been okay, I guess. I'm feeling better than I did the other day. Reasons I shall not say on podcast. So, yeah, let's just move on to FATLP's updates.
What about the other...
What?
What about the other two people that are in that talk, need to talk about their day?
They already did.
Gone.
Well, I didn't fucking hear it, so repeat. No, I'll hear it in the podcast. Hear it over. Go.
Okay, so FATLP's.
Well... We do have an announcement. Yoshi wants to do a Pikmin Let's Play, but at the moment he's waiting on a hard drive from his brother before he can properly record everything.
Yeah, once I get that, then I'll start recording. I'll start recording about an hour or two.
And I actually have an idea for one that we can announce here on the show. I kind of want to do The Adventures of Link now.
Well, I don't.
Don't worry about it.
I wasn't done. Like, you fucking interrupted me, you motherfucker.
I heard you like updates, so I enabled an update in your update. Just updated.
Just updated. You know what? Fuck. I'm doing Pikmin. The end. Go. Fuck.
Updates are tasty.
Get to nothing.
Yoshi, it's not like we can tell when you've stopped talking. I mean, you lag out every 5 seconds.
Probably because I have the fucking Ustream open now.
Well, maybe because you probably should pause the Ustream.
I did, you retard!
Have a new boys.
So, other.
Okay, I exited out of the Ustream. Tell me what the guy says.
He said censored. I failed.
Yeah, I know. I read that. How am I now? Am I now legend?
Maybe. Anyway, I guess other updates. I'm still working on that World Ends With You. I'm partway done doing the video for it before I can upload it. I'm actually asking a few people first before I do that, just in case. But otherwise, it's pretty good. I have to grammar Nazi the living damn out of it.
Yeah, you grammar Nazi.
You do it. You're gonna have to, like, 5 more grammar Nazis after that.
Yeah, pretty much. I tried asking someone, but it was pure torture for him.
Is that before or after me?
That is you.
Yeah, you're the head. You're like the head of them.
It says, give him a mag, or I'll stop. Or he'll stop bitching.
Hey, Master Grammar.
Technically, Austin receives head.
Okay, that, and I've been messing around with stuff. And actually creating original songs using the MIDI editing in a certain program I use.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Are they going to be, like, as cool as the theme song was?
I'll try.
All right, cool.
Yes, grammar... Gram at... 3R... at...
Okay, we need a vocabulary Nazi now, too.
Well,
Gratmer, not
okay. Oh, we need a Nazi.
We gotta get to the chopper!
God damn it.
Nazi.
And now off to...
And now back to other updates, since you're skipping all of us.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, you
fuckface.
I
was
gonna
set an update. Go ahead.
You nipple twister.
Bite me.
So yeah, Bomberman Jetter's Abridged. I haven't done shit, but then again, I'm kind of busy.
Yeah, doing the other one. Yeah, doing the other series, that's a lot more important and worth your time.
And doing the Let's Plays.
Doing
shit for everyone else.
You know? You'll probably have time when I do. You'll probably get time when I do Pikmin.
In fact, I actually asked Thorn earlier why he no longer does his rant videos apart from the fact that he's busy as fuck. He basically said he doesn't do them anymore because Methyl Mouth 44 does no longer exist, so...
Oh, great. Grammar Nazi just...
Well, that's one reason, yeah.
Okay, here's one. Grammar Nazi just evil'd newt vocabulary Nazi.
Yeah, you're gonna need one. I'll be yours.
Yeah. Can you not read every single thing he writes in the chat?
I thought that one was actually kind of funny. That and Yoshi told me to tell him what he says.
Yeah, because I can't. Like, I'm on the YouTube, and I lag like a motherfucker.
If you keep doing that over Skype, this episode is going to take forever.
All right, well.
I'll just forget it. Just never mind. So I'll just think, like, oh, he says I'm the greatest.
And now that you say he's so good, I totally say that. Yeah.
Yay! I can't fucking read because, like, Ustream lags the dick out of me.
So, anyone else have other updates?
Peter Gavin.
I combed my hair.
I charged my iPhone.
Okay.
Thorn, do you have anything useless that has nothing to do with updates?
No. You didn't, surprisingly.
You didn't go... it's just something retarded. Like, you didn't go to the bathroom or tie your shoe.
I ate waffles.
Okay, he ate there we go. Okay, what's your update?
I took a piss!
Okay. And the one I forgot to mention. I've recently got majorly back into Ocarina of Time. Not because of your Let's Play mode. Because I can't afford games, so I thought, ooh, Nintendo 64, Let's Play. And... I beat the water temple after being stuck on it for technically 5 years.
Good old water temple. That's obviously the best temple in the universe.
I gotta say the one I hated the most is the well.
Okay, really, Fat Man, we're gonna go into another conversation all at once.
So
sorry, I kind of kicked that off. I didn't mean to.
Let's get back to the actual, you know, show.
Okay, so I guess SFA update?
Oh my god, guys, episode one is up!
Yay! Oh my god, it's up! Oh my god, oh my fucking god, it's up!
Oh my god, it's up! I gotta go watch it!
I gotta go
too.
It's taking us 10 minutes to finally get to the main point of this entire show, SFA 1.
It took 10 minutes. That's the theme of this episode, pretty much.
Well, Ford, if you want to be a bitch about it, then yeah, but otherwise...
If you want to be a bitch about it, I can kick you out of the entire conversation.
Hey, you.
I'm the one leading the conversation.
Yeah, but I'm the one in control of who gets removed from the group.
Yeah.
We're on script 2. I believe we have it finalized. We just gotta send it out and,
it's script 2 is done. I just gotta,
it just got overhauled, 2 days ago.
Yeah, because it was mediocre when you sent it to us, and then we fixed it up and made it wiggity-whack.
Hey, at least you liked the original.
Yeah, and then, I read it again, what the fuck am I writing?
Huh. Absolutely nothing! You're reading!
Maybe that was the problem.
And then he goes to the kitchen.
Hey.
For some Mick.
Thorn wasn't doing the job.
For some Mick. Mickey D's?
Yes, for some Mickey D's. Which I actually, ironically enough, I had earlier today.
And then Tomama busts out crying,
featuring Ronald McDeedell.
I'm gonna get into that at the end.
Yes.
We've already been over it five freaking times. We don't need to do it again.
Well, yeah, I already explained it in episode 3.
I think we really showed up in episode 1.
Just look at the title and the picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first episode's up. Script 2's done. We're gonna give Thorn a break since he's been editing shit up the wazoo lately.
Well,
fuck, just record your lines and send me to them. I want to get episode done too as well because I'm actually really happy for this one.
Oh yeah, because it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
I would love to say about 3 jokes, but there's a guy here and we're recording and yeah.
Yeah, I also recorded recorded the entire writing process with me and Yoshi, so maybe when episode 2 is up, I can put that up on the podcast.
And in the words of Uma Thurman, he's gagging for it.
What does press start mean?
Shut up, Yoshi!
I was whispering, I don't know about you.
Yeah, he's not going to be able to understand it. Over the podcast.
Yeah, I'm really quiet.
If you want to listen to it, I have it for a 30% increase on volume from you guys.
That's you, and you're the loudest one here in every fucking thing we do.
Well, okay, also...
Oh, no, I am fat metal! Oh, I'm eating my microphone!
Okay, that was uncalled for. Thank you. Thank you for that. Ow.
Yoshi, stand up.
You peni.
No.
Did it work?
Oh.
Did it work?
That was ear rape out the phone, essentially.
Thank you. Yoshi's ear rape just made him mute. Lovely.
Yeah.
There's also a few smaller projects, things evolving SFA that we've already gone over that I have to finish recording.
Did it work? Did it work? Did it work? Did it work?
You're more audible now, but you're still not as loud as you were.
That's not a word.
Shut up. It's a fadenism.
I love that word. At the end of everything,
and make it a word. Thor, check the chat.
Did it work? Yeah, I would love to, but fuck.
I'm missing out on shit, Walt.
An EP's, but I'm scared.
Did it work?
Yes, it worked.
Yes, it worked. Fatman, stop reading everything over the chat. Put it in the Skype chat if you must.
All right.
Yeah, it's me. Hi.
ask him what color the squid is. Yes, what color is the squid? Squid color, please. I'm curious.
It's nice. Chartreuse, yeah.
Yes,
they
look nice people. What color?
Okay, I guess inspiration. It's...
it's purple. Okay, moving on.
It's purple.
Yeah, I gotta finish recording a few things and sync. Okay, cool. But, yeah, I guess on to inspirations, I guess.
Right, so
what inspired half of everything in this freaking show?
Peter
okay.
Beck.
I could sum it up with one character.
One character or one typo?
Both. So there's this one character, and he's like a frog, and his name is Tamama, and like, yeah?
I hate you.
Oh my god, hi! Actually, I'm one of the voices for him, but no! Let's see, reference
get another.
No, I'm not letting you go! No! It goes inside of you!
And then he just gets a Fist of North Star right upside his head.
Anyway, moving on. Like I was saying, like, there's this one frog, and it's, yeah, for some reason, we make, like, a billion jokes using him. Like, every fucking day.
It's mostly just me and Yoshi where it comes up.
Oh my god, hi!
And it all in the habit of recording our calls.
Yeah, let's see. Other inspirations. Well, who would like to go first? That's not Tamama.
Well, you guys have any?
Did we talk about what inspired most of the characters and how they act or how their voices are?
Yeah, I guess we should talk about that.
Well, let's start with the main character, Kiroro, or Sarge.
Sergeant Kiroro, how's it going?
So
that's not the voice you used.
Fuck your face.
So, Kiroro, what inspired you to be the abridged you?
Well, I don't know. I started smoking crack when I was 2, and yeah. I don't know. I'm still deciding what voice to use for him. It's still kind of fucking hard to decide.
I like the voice you were just doing.
That's the new one I'm using that I'm going to use in the next episode. Hi, how's it going?
Oh my god, beforehand, it was just you.
Like, hey, guy, hi, I'm Sergeant Kiroro, hi. Yeah.
Long before we started actually working on the first episode, that was how you were originally going to do him, actually.
Like, hi, I'm acting.
Hi, I'm Sarge. Kiroro, 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 what a...
I still acted, though. This is like I was pretending to be in a movie, I guess. I don't know.
No, he just didn't get his first paycheck yet.
I'm inspired to do a redub of Sergeant Frog with the voices from some of the...
Yeah, I do kind of want to redo my line, since I didn't like how it came out.
Redux after episode 10.
Like everyone else does, yeah.
Because that's what the cool people do. So, for Kiroro, I pretty much just based him off the Funimation one. So like how silly he was and whatnot. And I decided, oh, I'll take him because I could pretty much do the same exact thing. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking crazy! Yeah.
It's a middle ground between you and Tamama almost.
Yeah, and speaking of me!
No. speaking of Tamama, for him, he's a franchise.
Put this way, it's big and squeaky and annoys the living shit out of me.
Hi, how's it going? Oh my god, Daddy, I love you.
Okay, now that you gotta explain it.
Daddy, I have a summer vacation.
We've already explained Tamama tits, but the voice.
The voice.
Well, the voice. Well, he has...
Yeah, please enlighten... Okay, I'm gonna say please enlighten me, but you're gonna do so, also, okay.
Well, he has 3 different voices. Well, voice actors. For me, like, when we were making the audition video, I was like, yeah, I'm going to be Tamama because I have a high pitched voice and I can do it really easy. Oh my god, how's it going?
And then I followed suit and he said, oh my god, you should be Tamama, but I preferred his better. And it's like, fuck, let's just do it both.
It's like, the thing is, I like his better and he likes mine better. And like, we just keep like, you know what, we can do something with this. And like, hey, we alternate. He's going to be Tamama first in episode 2. And then we found a third one after we got Tom.
Yeah, Tom basically was just imitating us, though.
Yeah, but... Like, I don't know, I just looked at the character, I was like, he's probably have a high pitched voice like this, like, I got kicked in the nuts, and then, like, Tom, I'm a tits, and then this, and Jesus Christ.
This pretty... and that, and it's like...
Good God. He's a
Yoshi and Thorn as Tomama.
Yeah, he's a minefield. He's pretty much he's pretty much the mascot of the whole thing.
Yeah.
We decided that a long time ago.
But next to none of the jokes we have of Tomama are going to find their way into the show.
Unless
besides that, Ant Sarge are gay lovers.
Yeah, they're going to interact a lot with that. Yeah, especially at
the giving away a second script. What the fuck?
We're just talking about the characters. By the time you say, hey, we're talking about script 2, and you're fucking talking about the whole fucking spoilers and shit. Like, I don't want to bring up script 2. You're like, oh, let's talk about script 2.
Oh my God, we're such a frog, and we like to break the fourth wall. That's our main joke, blah, blah, blah.
So, I guess, do we want Kero or,
Kiroro?
I still can't believe you don't know the fucking names of your own characters.
Fuck. You.
Hey guys, I'm a voice actor. I'm a voice actor. I don't know who the fuck I'm doing. Okay, go to Kiroro. What was your inspiration for him?
I guess the way I, kind of how the, it's a mixture of things.
We don't have.
Bite me.
2001 Space Odyssey.
Okay, I was sitting there trying to, I was listening to the show, and I noticed the voice actor's name is Piccolo, so I tried doing it gruff, and it keeps on fucking up, first did it, but just for sits and giggles, I did really damn low shit, and I've been trying to, like, raise the pitch of that, which I'm still trying to perfect anyway, so, yeah.
Then I did one, and it's like, fuck it, I'll just do this one when you can't.
Yeah, pretty much.
So now, they're kind of going to alternate, but only when he doesn't turn in his lines. It's not like Tomama.
My lines are fucked up.
With Tomama, we're going to switch every episode, but with Kiroro, it's only if he's not there.
If I'm not here, or I keep fucking up my lines.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So,
Kululu. Wow, we haven't really done much with Kululu. Or Kururu, whatever the Japanophiles care about.
Yeah, but the one we have for him, Ghost, man, he is a creepy motherfucker when he's using that voice.
That's why
awesomely creepy.
Yeah, like, he wanted to be, like, before I met, like, yeah, I met Drew Guys, but we didn't really, like, interact that much yet, because I didn't get the mic. like, Ghost, he came to me, and he was all like, hey, like, you're doing the show? Like, I want to be part of it. And okay, like, hey, who's the yellow frog? He's like, oh, get the devil out of it. And he sent me this haunted house thing he did. Like, apparently it was an old show he used to do with some of his friends. And, like,
I've seen that.
Yeah, like, he did, like, a really nice, creepy, mad science-y voice. I was like, okay, it's official. You're Kururu. I didn't even give him an audition. Well, actually, we still had it, but he was, yeah.
It was
pretty much a guaranteed. Okay. But I put it in the audition video anyway.
If he can't do the laugh, then I'm doing it.
Yeah.
He
has no social skills, but he's still fucking awesome.
So, I guess, Doro.
Dorado. Oh boy, Dorado.
Okay,
Doro. I don't think we need to explain where that joke came from. Because we did that over the podcasts.
Yeah, just watch episode 4.
Oh, we were all there. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was just lovely.
Oh, he's
good times.
Well, we didn't really change much for Dororo. Like, he's pretty much the same exact thing as he is in the show and the manga. Or manga, whatever the hell you pronounce it.
Except we just make him more of a whiny little git.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And, like, he's the one who's going to get pushed around the most.
Yeah, Tom's going to have to work on his normal voice because how he usually does it would work better for when he's just losing it. Oh, Dororo! is that really how he's going to sound normally?
That's the whole thing. That is just pretty stupid, honestly. He sounds like he's being a whiny git the whole fucking time.
I'm a ninja!
He's like, doing
ninja rap! Ninja rap!
He's like, he knocked him in the head with, he sounds like he got knocked in the head with a baseball.
Oh, I gotta hear this.
PK fire!
Okay. I gotta bring this up because
PK fire!
Okay.
PK floss!
Okay, that's enough.
Okay. When he actually perfects his normal Giro, or his normal Dororo voice, I gotta hear him sing the ninja rap song just for one, just once.
Go ninja!
Oh yeah, I'm a ninja and I do shit. Go ninja!
That's not it, but that could be the second one. I'm a ninja and I do shit. Great. That should be the second.
In fact, I think
Master
I think,
Ninja theme song.
Master Ninja song.
I think if I ever actually get round to making my own version of Sergeant Frog Bridge with me as every single character, the voice is just going to be, oh, I'm
God. Oh, my God. I'm a faggot. I love Tom.
Okay, off to the human characters, I guess. Fuki?
God, there wasn't an inspiration for him. It's just I did an annoying voice of a little boy cracking, like a little boy's voice cracking that. Yoshi was just like, fuck it, you're Fuyuki.
Yeah,
but then there's just a point of making it less annoying.
Yeah, like the second...
No. I was going to say, give credit where credit's due. The dude who appeared on the Let's Play and was like, I'm hungry for a Fuyuki. I thought you actually got it from him.
I was actually my little cousin, Lucas, that was in that one.
Part of the reason, like, why he kind of did that voice was because of a certain other group was doing the same exact show.
Yes.
And they had only one good joke on a little trailer, and that was it.
And they fucked it up in the real episode.
That's where it came from? It's not like I remember.
it was centered around that, because like, I saw the thing, and he was all like, wow, it's got a fridge, and a DVD player, and a PS3.
A classic was and a child was born.
The child was born.
And I just died when I heard that, so I was like,
oh, we were all dying when we heard that.
I was like, Thorne has to see this.
I wasn't. I was so just making fun of it.
And so I gave it to him. He made fun of it, and he just did like the funniest thing ever. So I was like, you're Fuyuki. That's it. I don't care. You're Fuyuki. You're going to be Fuyuki. You can't change my mind.
Yeah.
And it was a great decision, because look how great he sounds.
Yeah, but then again, he just sounds like Ass Ketchup.
That's the point!
I think sound better if I could do the voice higher.
Oh, no, it's
a little bit of cracking force.
I'm good. It's good enough as it is. Like, it doesn't need to be over the top.
I guess we should move on to Natsumi, I guess.
Bitchy McBitcherson there.
That pretty much sums up the character, period.
Like, it's Lily Levers.
Yeah, she is such a bitch! Not Lily, the character.
No, Lily's really cool, but not to me.
She plays it great, I gotta say. She plays Natsumi great and also Aki as well.
Like, I just, honestly, I hate the character. Because she's like, oh my god, I'm gonna fucking be a bitch for every stupid thing, even though they didn't do anything. She's a jock, and I just don't like the character. But, the way Lily plays it, it's just like, she might have something I might like. That's not
the
her
voice
ass.
Voice actress, that's about
it. That's not her ass, that is.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's Aki, and she also has tits. So, we can move on to that. Speaking of Aki, well, Thorne pretty much summed it up in one word.
Milf.
There you go.
Is she... what? How old is she?
I don't
bother.
I thought it was about Lily
Livers. No.
Sorry, I went off track. But yes, I consider you said MILF implying mother. I'm pretty sure. Are you on about Sil? I'm great. Are you talking about the Sarah Palin lookalike?
Good God!
Fuck Sarah Palin.
She does look like Sarah Palin.
But Thorne pointed it out during the audition video, like, she's a MILF. Like, in fact, that's the last thing you hear when the character shows up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they're not having the MILF.
Yeah, I can remember.
It just goes to eye, like, some other character.
Yeah. So, Lily went through, like, a bunch of different kinds of voices trying to get it right, and then she decided on something that was... based on a bit character from Disgaea called Jennifer.
I need to see this now.
Disgaea is a game.
Disgaea, not Dissidia.
Sorry.
Disgaea. Hey, Disgaea over
it
here!
It stuck, sorry.
Alright, next character. Momoka?
Pretty much the love drain bitch that tries to go for Fuyuki. Poor bad.
We're not explaining the... We're talking about what inspired the characters' voices.
Yeah. Tom pretty much nailed it.
Yeah, at first it was just me doing Tomima screaming. Then we brought in Tom and he tried it, and as soon as he said fucking shit and we all busted a laugh, he much got it.
Fucking shit! This is the greatest one. Because originally he tried out for... MCO, Paul, and he didn't get it, and so...
I didn't get it whatsoever. I did a good job.
He didn't get it either.
Yeah, like, I didn't get it.
He didn't get it, like, in, like, Batman and Thorin thought, like, wow, this is the worst thing ever. And I was like, you know, he actually has potential for other characters, so I put in the comments, hey, why don't you try out for somebody else? Like,
Hold on, I said you should try out for other characters, too, because we brought him in on the chat, and I explained that to him, too.
I pointed it out, though, in the comments. I was first, shut up! Anyway. I ask him, like, hey, maybe you should try out for other characters, and then, like, a couple hours later... He sends another audition video.
The best opening. Best opening, I gotta say. Because failed.
Because Paul the Boulder fucking failed.
That was great, though.
Yeah. He tries out for, you know, the ghost girl who lives in the basement, which we'll get into later. And he tries out for Momoka, and I just died. Like, we heard it at the end of, wasn't it episode 4?
I think so.
Yeah, I think around episode 4 at the end, he shows up, and, like, yeah, we talk and stuff.
Yeah, because that was the whole me falling through the floor thing again.
No, that's episode 5.
Then it was episode 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think episode 4 was Bad Audition Hour.
Yeah, episode 4 was Bad Audition Hour. He showed up at the end of Bad Audition Hour, didn't he?
No.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. He showed up at the end of one of them, and he sent, yeah. So he does, like... the perfect girl voices, and I just die. And so I asked him, like, we're missing one of the frogs, we're missing Dororo, and he just, like, when he started
out something funny.
Yeah, when he started whining, I was like, you're perfect. That pretty much sums up that. And for Omeo, well, Fat Man typed in fail ghost sound, so I was like, he has to do that.
And he did the... That's what he auditioned when he did the whole... Because Paul the Butler fucking failed.
Yeah, he was aiming for Omeo. He wasn't aiming for Momoko or anything.
Oh, the funny thing is, we didn't know the ghost's name until after we recorded the line for that.
Yeah, as soon as we put it up, like, oh, shit.
I was the one that noticed it, so I had to put it in the video. I was editing that one.
Yeah, on the top.
I have to admit, it sounded really fucked up at first. I was just like, yeah. really fucked up, fucking failed.
because Paul the Butler fucking failed.
Although,
you guys are remembering it a lot different than I did.
Are we?
What?
He didn't sound angry at all.
I didn't say...
No, he just sounded a little annoyed, really.
I didn't think he sounded angry.
Two words, fucking failed. That's all.
I just died when I heard it. I thought that was beautiful. That, like, gave him, like, 50 extra points right there.
Let's see, who else?
Sabro.
Okay,
That was all you.
Yeah. Okay. Little...
Failed as himself.
The Sabro voice actually came from my instances when I'm schnuckered off my ass.
Yeah.
The Sabro voice is what I usually do when I'm sitting there drunk shit, as I'm doing now, or was doing.
Hey guys, for future reference, Fat Man is Irish.
Well, I'm Irish.
Can't do it with an Irish accent. Oh, the irony.
Hey, derpy derp.
Actually, I'm Irish, I'm Scottish, I'm French, and I'm a bunch of other shit.
Just not Patrick McGuire. I'm Patrick McGuire. You can't take me down.
Oh, twirly mustache. I didn't know you were French.
Stick him in the fucking mouth. I was wagging.
Let's see. Sarbaro, I guess we kind of made him drunk. That's before, in fact, I saw the episode with Sarbaro. But, yeah, I kind of suggest that at that point he's not drunk. When he's actually doing something cool, he's not drunk. Otherwise, he's just drunk. Is what I suggested. I don't know if we're actually keeping that or not.
Oh, sorry, I was kind of laughing at you, but I was laughing at this mainly. Sorry to go off subject, leave it till afterwards. Anyway, carry on.
Well, that's pretty much all the inspiration for the voice, I guess. That's just me drunk, really.
Let's see, Paul.
Just Seth Chang.
Yeah, he just took it and went to town.
And I loved how he ad-libbed, because I'm sleeping with the producer or some shit. I can't remember.
Real trick is sleeping with the producer.
Because I'm such a pimp. He's going to show up and
give us, depending on how we do the episodes.
Yeah, we could just skip it. Hey, the episode 6 is episode 94. because why the fuck not?
Well, with this Skype, his internet is kind of... Maybe whole computer is messing up, so.
You kind of like that, though. You said other, but it's kind of messing up.
He said his computer is messing up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I read that, so that's why he hasn't been on, which is understandable, I mean.
Yeah, we're still, this is recorded, he could just hear it later.
Yeah.
Let's see, Paul, Momoka, is that everybody?
We
haven't done anything at all with Koyuki. Due to the fact that we don't have a voice actor for her.
Omeo, that's another one we forgot to really mention about.
Oh, we went over.
We did.
Can I do Koyuki? No, you can't. Not the fucking shit.
Unless you sound like an actual girl, then yeah.
What about the random lesbos?
No,
the lesbos.
No. They're not even characters.
Well, for voice, yeah, why not?
Okay, that goes to me and Thorn.
Yeah, it's basically our Tomamas, but.
Yeah, hi!
Turned up.
Hi! Exfoliate, you're back, my love!
Oh god, the sound I made with my voice for after she said, I only exfoliate for cute boys.
I gotta say, it cracks me up every time I hear it.
Cause, like, I can do it so easily, it's pretty much the sound of me inhaling air, but I'm not talking.
He did 3 different takes of that, one of them.
Yeah.
Was a squeal and then a... Which didn't quite sit with me. But the third take was just this great big wheeze, and it was hilarious.
Like, what I do is I just suck in air, but I do it... Okay. Kind of like that. Kind of like that, but I don't... It's not like I'm dying. I just go as high-pitched as I can and inhale air. Like kind of sounds... Like a, in fact, let me do it right now.
It's a transor. It's a dinosaur. Run for your life.
It's really easy.
It's a chopper.
I just sound like the Flanders scream.
Yeah, but I'm not going. Rah! I'm not screaming at the top of my lungs. I'm just sucking in air. I'm not exhaling in any single way possible.
It's him inhaling at the top of his lungs.
Yeah, pretty much. And, well, for them being lesbians, well, if you read the manga, like, they're just, like, over the fucking top. They're grabbing Natsumi's breasts and, like, squeezing her ass.
And apparently noticing she's not wearing a bra.
Yeah, like, fucking fuck. and, like, in the anime, they're pretty much the same exact, only they toned it down a bit. But, like, you see her rubbing her back, like, oh my god, no, don't get a boyfriend, I love you.
So, yeah, that kind of looks like humping, so what can we do with that?
Yeah, so I'm like, I'll just call, like, I don't know if they have names, because they show up occasionally, but I just call them lesbians.
Well, until we find out their actual names, which will probably not bother.
I always crack up laughing when I see, like Thorn's lesbo going, can you exfoliate mine? But, like, the nasally voice just cracks me up.
And did you say it's also because she's completely straight-faced?
Yeah, like her face and the voice, it's, I just die every time I see it.
I gotta admit, like, none of the jokes seem to impact me anymore, but that's because I was...
Yeah, you were editing and hearing that shit back and forth over and over. Like, even I think, like, wow, we could have done better. We're like, oh, you know, that's how the episodes work, and nobody else knows what the fuck, so... And we've been discussing this for, like, 2 months now, so yeah.
A good part of it was waiting on Louie Liver, but shit was happening over there, so...
But again, back to Koyuki, like, she doesn't have a voice actor, so we don't know what we're going to do with this character until we get to her episode, so I don't know if any of us is going to do it, or... Because, like, Thorne says that he has, like, a subscriber, and she's, like, a girl or something that might be up for it. In fact, the character is actually still auditionable. If you want to go, like, and send us an audition, yep. Like...
The thing is, I don't want people coming to us. I want to go to them.
Yeah, he wants... We'll come to you.
Yeah.
Like, we'll request, like, hey, you want to be on this thing? Like,
so if we haven't come to you, you're not in the show.
Yeah, like, this one guy, like, showed up a couple days ago and asked, oh, can I be in the show? And then he wrote in the text, like, his audition. He wrote the words,
he wrote, hi. Yeah, his audition was, hi, I'm Dan Green.
In text.
In writing.
In writing. And then he runs after that, wasn't that great?
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear that clearly.
When it comes to characters... Don't come to us unless we post an audition video. Otherwise, don't. We'll come.
Yeah, and we're never posting another audition video, so.
Yeah.
Do the math.
Yeah, we're like, hey, 3 + 3 =
27.
Equals go away.
Yeah. If you know, if you divide it by the Dewey Decimal System, and then you take it alphabetically, and then yeah, and then like algorithms and whatnot. There you go.
Lame.
Fuck your face, you fat fuck.
Anyway, the narrator, I guess?
Okay, I'll do it for you, Daddy.
Shut up, Tom. Narrator, because we haven't talked about him yet.
Narrator. Well, Thorne just has, like, one of the coolest voices I ever heard in my life, so, like, hey, you're the narrator.
Yes, I do. Yeah, it's, basically my narrator voice is just me, but that's because I've been told by at least 2 different teachers that I have a really good voice for someone like a DJ.
Like, Mama yeah, Freeman. You do. You have, like, a really fucking badass voice. I wish I had.
Yes,
damn.
I agree.
Like, fuck, why don't I just talk when I'm wide awake? It's like, hey, welcome
oh
to Sergeant Frog Abridged.
Say the letter J!
The news comes first. And things like that.
say the letter J!
J.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. The nerdy guy in the background at the beginning of the first episode.
It started out as me just ad-libbing the joke, because at first, originally the line was, what? Is that right? Oh, this is the real script. And I thought, how could I make that funnier? I say it's an early April Fool's joke, and then basically whenever I think of someone like an assistant, it has to be a nerdy, nasally guy, so I just did this, and I just plucked my nose, and it was an April Fool's joke, and then...
Oh, we gotta bring him back for a later episode. That was just great.
I don't wanna be back. I got beaten after the first part.
Because I'm actually referencing the studio audience in the video, the short thing I sent to Thorne.
This guy's a character now.
Like, kind of. Like, I want to have, like, more studio audience in the background. Like, oh, like, we have a microphone. Oh, shit, it dropped!
pick it up!
Like, I do want there to be, like, studio mishaps to be like, hey, this is actually, like, them doing a recording, but sometimes they take it too literally. And by literally, we mean 99% literally.
Am I going to have a name?
Dirty
no.
Wilson.
Damn it.
Derek the guy.
No, Dennis.
No.
Oh, right. No, he's named after a chicken.
No.
Chef Excellence.
With the pet Dennis chicken.
Chef Excellence? What?
Or Chef Pestilence. I can't believe that's been announced. Anyway... Me going off topic. Kill me now.
Is that all the characters?
Let me think.
Let's see. Went through the frogs. We went through the humans.
We could always do background character. No, I'm just.
You want to audition for background character? No.
Wait.
Fuck that.
Arrow ball voice. There you go.
Okay, so we went through like fucking New Zealand and we discovered a robot. No. Thor just went through a program on his fucking.
I just used Speakonia.
Yeah, that's nothing amazing.
Yeah, it sounded like he said he found a program on his fucking dick.
It worked, because people loved it.
Okay, okay, here's one. That HQ voice.
That's just, again, Thor.
It's just me. I'm doing whatever the fuck.
I know, but I'm trying to think of characters off the top of my head.
That was HQ. Great, like, can you do it again live? Like, hey, Sarge.
Hey, Sarge. We heard you reference Slackers earlier. That was stupid. You're stupid. You're on your own. Goodbye. And then the alley-oop joke, that came straight from the dub.
Yeah, I pretty much stole it from them. Because, like, every time, like, in one of the episodes, like, Sergeant, like, he sees a lake of water.
The ocean.
Yeah, whatever. I'm fucking laughing my ass off. I can't think. So he runs into the water like, the ocean's water is under the alley! And then as soon as he jumps in, alley-oopa! And so we keep using that, and then he runs back out. Salty! Salty in the water! Salty in the water! Splice! Everybody get yourself, we're going home! Get to the chopper!
By the way, that's the line.
What was that?
I said, and that's where that came from, too.
Yeah, get to the chopper. We're using that.
Too. So we basically just wrote alley-oopa into it.
Alley-oopa!
And just the idea is just right before the explosion, we needed something to fill there, and that just seemed to occur.
I'll be right back on interface.
Which, actually, I gotta say, that reminds me of Tingle from Legend of Zelda. Just the that.
Ariupa! But then, like.
Ariupa!
Here's a map.
And then here's a map!
Fuck, I can't read maps!
Shut up!
Mike, shut the fuck up! And then you can have auto spoiling stuff.
No, that's what it says on your damn thing. Shut up.
Here's a map.
Dude, here's a map. It's like, and what's Termine?
Termine. Termana. Makaga Saba. Special beef kit. What?
Bean dip, beef stick, what?
Yeah, beef? Fuck that shit.
Oh, okay, we gotta bring up the whole point of the Todd's toilets.
Fuck, why don't we do a joke inspirations?
Oh, God.
How did we come up with anything? Hey, Dan.
Alright, Todd's toilets. Let's start with that one. Well,
we come up with Todd's toilets?
I came up with that one. I made a picture, and that's the one that's in the episode. I forgot how it went, because we were coming up with gift card ideas, like when Fuyuki presses the button, and he's all like, originally it was supposed to be like Macy's or something.
Macy's? Yeah.
Yeah, and you said it like so, like no enthusiasm or emotion whatsoever. You're just like,
Macy's.
Yeah, Macy's. And so I thought, like, I was thinking, you know, that was pretty good, but like, maybe you should say something that's like a whole lot lamer and like, wow. And so, like,
and out of nowhere, he said Todd's toilets, and.
And then we just lost it.
Yeah.
At that point. I
was like,
we were talking about that.
Like, yeah, Todd's toilets.
Then we came,
and then you made
then
the commercial.
Yoshi came up with a business card.
We did a commercial.
We just came up with stupid shit at the time, but it came out great.
Yeah, great.
Be sure to keep an eye out for Todd Sirkacki popping up again.
Yeah, he's not done. He is not over.
Oh, no. He has a lot.
But, yeah, that just came straight the fuck out of nowhere, because I was thinking, like, something lame. And, like, I was watching a cartoon. I forgot what the fuck it was, but one of the characters was named Todd. And so I was like, something lame.
Alliteration powers activate.
Yeah. I got it. A toilet. Todd's toilets. And then I look on Google picture, and then I come back on Skype. Hey guys, I just came up with something. What? Todd's toilets. Oh my god, you're a genius.
Oh my god, you're Jesus hugs rape.
I know. Help you, help you.
Okay, Thor, I gotta ask, where the fuck did you come up with all that random crap at the end for the, right after you did the whole Todd's toilets, come get your shit today, that fucking, warning crap.
Oh. Well.
Todd's toilets is not responsible for that slavery, dude.
That was a mixture of a conversation between me and Yoshi, like, what's the weirdest disclaimer and warning, I guess, information you can put for a toilet coming.
Anal updrafts.
Updrafts up the anus. No, random jets of water up the anus.
Slavery.
I think you said fat ass breaking a porcelain thing.
Yeah, cracked porcelain due to fat people, something like that.
My thing is, I've actually literally cracked porcelain sitting on it.
It's just basically just a weird ass warning label. I've managed to work.
Let's see. Any other jokes?
Tom, yeah, where do you want to start? Like, we got a full episode of it.
I know. Tomama's just a minefield. He's just
first episode because Tomama's not in the show yet.
Yeah, all right. So let's see. First episode. The joke.
The RAP squid. We got to talk about that.
The RAP squid.
Obvious tentacle jokes aside, how?
Yeah, I didn't want to do like a generic. Oh my god, we'll rape like a certain group. Coffee cough. And so I was thinking, like, they actually did use that line in their episode. So I was thinking of something that's like, you know, something different. Like, I do want it to kind of, like, you know, I want them to know that it's rape, but I was thinking, something that they wouldn't expect. And so I changed it around. R-A-E-P. Oh my god, it's a new word.
We actually had an acronym for it at the time.
Yeah. Like, when I got to editing the episode, the acronym just didn't work. Like, it's not that it didn't fit, it's that it wasn't funny.
Yeah, I didn't think it was all that good.
Yeah, originally it was like, Rule 34 allows endless penetration.
Yeah, that's what it was.
We could do it so much better than that. Why don't we just say rape? R-A-E-P, it means rape. There.
Originally, it was the Rule 34 squid. It was like, you know, we've been using this joke like a million times. Let's take it out. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, the whole, I'm only hot for consensual sex.
That was all Thorn.
Yeah, I wrote half of everything in this entire series so far.
I did half and half.
And I just pretty much did an underlying script.
You did a skeleton. We put the meat and the bones in the genitalia.
And then we adopted it.
We adopted it and named it Kimama.
Yeah.
Okay. The whole.
We are not telling anybody.
Yes, I'm.
Yeah, we're not going to that.
That has nothing to do with Sergeant Frocker Prince.
Oh, exactly. But. Yeah.
Oh, okay. The Rule 34 joke. That's a good one.
The Rule 34.
The opening.
We stopped using it.
No, Rule 34. I did my Kanata!
It was something else originally.
It was just one of the jokes we came up with that managed to stick. As far as the Kanata part, originally it was like, where is it? Does it have Kanata? And it was going to be like a loli joke, which we ended up actually using. But I wanted it to be kind of different. So when I was ad-libbing like pretty much all of my lines, I changed it to, I need my Kanata!
Like originally... Also, originally, my line when I was coming out of the poster, yeah, coming out of the poster.
So that's what they're calling it now.
Yeah, that's what they call it now, and that's why I left Alma. No, so when the poster started peeling off, originally it was Konada. That is disgusting. I was like, you know what? And so I ad libbed that when we were doing a live reading with everybody with Lily and all that. So I changed it to, that is hot, and then everybody just died.
I thought I suggested changing it to hot, because at first, you follow up that with, while I appreciate your pick opponent's taste for Lolita, it's like, you just said it was disgusting, how does that work?
Yeah, so I didn't think it was all that great. I was like, oh, we should change it. How about
actually acknowledging that you like it?
Yeah, and then I said it, and then everybody started dying. Like, oh god.
It's like, we've hit another one.
Like, oh god, what did I do? And everybody's cracking up, and like, I can't get them to stop laughing.
Okay, how about, the random babble from Fuyuki.
Oh boy. How did we come up? At first it was like, originally he's explaining how the Carol Ball works. And he's just going to have him do random techno babble. Eventually, I just ad-libbed every single thing that he says.
I press a button and I get hold it down and into something happens.
That pretty much explains all of my lines I ad-libbed there.
Ad-libs. And so I was thinking, like, what could we add for that one specific part?
And
I wanted him to, like, say something, and then at the end he would say something funny.
Oh, actually, it was Thorne suggesting, how about a non sequitur at the end?
It was funny. Non sequitur. Like, I wanted to say something, like, when I was, like, knocked out on the floor. So I wanted to say something as Carrero on the floor, because I was like, how could you pass that up? There has to be something there. So he's on the floor, and I was thinking, So I was thinking, is he always like this? And they're like, Natsumi, yeah. And they're like, it was supposed to be something else that wasn't Mobile Suit Gundam G. It was something else.
Yeah, but then we came up with Mobile Suit Gundam G, and it worked, because then Carrero likes Gundam. And it's just something funny. He was like, oh, yeah, I like that show.
I like that show.
I think I can't.
And then, like, his face is dead serious when it comes back, and that's when I had my first period. Or a dog bit me or something, I don't know. Thorne came to me for that last part a couple days right before it was ending.
I thought the joke didn't sell quite as well if we jumped away from it a little too much, which is rare among comedy.
Yeah, and then he came to me while I was playing Pikmin or something. And
you were playing Pikmin.
I was playing Pikmin. And you were editing it, and you came to me like, oh, well, what's better? Like, if I had, yeah, I was playing Pikmin 2, and then I was pissed off because, like, all my Pikmin died. And yeah, and then
That was a later day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the same exact day. You came to me and like, oh, like, should it be like the acid line or the dog line? And I was like, oh, go for the acid line. Like, oh, let's go for the dog line. I don't know, whatever, it's your call.
As well, it's because you didn't originally know where I was going to put that line.
Yeah, because I was kind of in a pissy mood.
Yeah,
it's not fun when you have like $2,000 worth of treasure and all your Pikmin are fucking a skirt. Never mind.
Yeah, there needs to be a reel of just basically everything that I did differently, because there's 1,000 of them. Hell, I still have the list of what was originally going to be Fuyuki's non sequitur.
You made like 47 of them.
At least 10, not that many.
That was still a lot.
Do you want me to read them?
Yeah, it'll be a special only if you watch the podcast, motherfuckers, type of thing.
Yeah.
I can watch a podcast.
Hey.
I can watch the number go up.
So, can I go ahead and read the other original non sequitur ideas?
Yeah, please do.
The alternated ones?
Yeah.
Indeed.
So, blah, 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 blah. He's done babbling. And that's why I can feel it in my colon.
I think that was the original one, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I came up with, and that's when I had my first period, or either one of us did.
I think it was me, and you decided that's the one we're going to use.
Well, because that came to thought because of the whole Tamama thing, and yeah, you guys were having a little too much fun with that.
We always have fun with Tama. Hi!
Hi!
Okay, let him continue.
We will never die!
We will never die! That's great. Oh, that's another one! No. Go.
No. And that's why I now have a DVD player! In my colon.
It was just
going to end a DVD player, but then we were like, then someone else said in my colon. I was like, fuck, I'll add that.
Yeah.
And that's how I got an autograph from Wesley Snipes! how I got my first period is next. And that's why Limp Bizkit is now reputable. And that's why Kulalu is already cast. Sorry. And that's why Ian Curtis is dating the ghost downstairs.
And then, like, Omiya was like, hi!
Hi!
And just get, like, cut off in mid-high.
I got an epileptic!
And that's why people hate the Irish.
Ew.
It might have had to do with you using the accent, I don't remember. And that's why I have busty frogs on my computer, and then Tamama pops up. Hi!
Originally we thought, like, Tamama would be like, hi! Again, to Tamama, but titty with that. Just go back. Along. Yeah. Just go watch the podcast.
Listen to them all, you'll enjoy it.
Yes, you'll love them.
And that's where babies come from.
Like, that's the most overused one, though.
Yeah. And then this complete spin on it is the last one. And that's how chalkboards have babies.
Well, I can't help with the chalkboard thing, because...
That one I can see you actually using in a later episode.
I don't know where that came from. I came up with it, though. I think it has something to do with school, and I was doing homework or some shit.
Probably.
I don't know. I just came up with it, though. I was like, and that's why I was looking at my TV, like... And I turned to the mic, and that's why chalkboards have babies.
It's probably something like maybe Ed, Edd n Eddy, one of those school show episodes.
We'll
maybe. See. I don't know. I'm in winter break, so I really don't care at the moment.
And that's why Will Smith doesn't like Kittles.
Oh, God.
I just thought I'd contribute one, you know.
Number 11. Okay, so what are the jokes?
Thank you for making me feel inadequate.
Alright, what other jokes can we not spoil? That's been used. Oh, God, my face!
We're still talking about how we came up with some of the jokes.
Oh, God, my face!
Okay, now that I think that was a mixture between you and me, Yoshi, on that one.
Yeah, because, like, it's like he's talking, and I wanted there to be, like, something random, like, right as soon as to cut him off.
I think I suggested the whole falling out of the ship thing, and just...
What
the...
I think I came up with the entire opening except for, oh, God, my face.
Yeah, I just threw that in because he was reading it. I was like, okay, I want there to be funny now. Like, we're doing a lot. And so he's going, an alien frog tripped over a valve, like he fell out the ship. And I just cut him off. Oh, God, my face!
It's like, at first he did a really deadpan. I was like, oh, God, my face.
Like, oh, God, my face.
No, I think I mentioned that it should have been done after the vacuum cleaner one. At that point, when you were mentioning.
No, that was probably me.
Damn.
So I don't remember. That's like the first joke we came up with anyway.
Yeah, it's one of the originals. Fuck.
No, actually, I think that came around because a little bit before that, it was the opening thing I did, I think. Oh, well, anyway. Let's see, what else?
It's just basically just play the entire episode over in your head and think of the... do you want to go over how we came up with some of the random Carol ball shit?
Rapist.
Rape face.
Well, you said it differently, but it still went, rape face, bwing!
Oh, okay, I didn't...
You came up with that one.
Okay, that one is just, the look on his face just said rape. Honestly, I watched the episode, I just watched that part, I was like, okay, there has to be a rape joke right there. It's just so perfect.
Yeah, originally I wanted you to say, like, rape face. But, like, that, like, the way you said it in the episode was still even better. You just said it straight, short, sweet, and to the point.
Rape face.
Bring!
Yeah, the bring was just the fact that she did an exclamation point there, and it's like, fuck, I don't have a choice anymore.
You have to.
Metal Gear, here I come.
Did we talk about the whole consensual sex thing?
Yeah, no, I don't think we did. We just, like, mentioned it, like, hey, let's...
Okay. I think I was also part of on that one because the whole fact of the rape face line from before.
It spawned off of the rape face thing, and then I was like, yeah, I guess it wouldn't be rape after all. Only African sensual sex. Originally, the follow up to that was that poor girl is in denial. Nobody's African sensual sex since, like, that didn't quite work. It's like, she won't be conceited the first time.
Yeah, like, but I wasn't expecting the line after she came into the room. Like, you didn't tell me about, hey, what do you know? I was right.
that was a blindsider, I gotta say. But
yeah, I cracked up when I heard. I'm just watching it. Hey, what do you know? I was like, God damn it, Tony!
Let's see. What else? Oh, the Aki booby joke. Titty joke one.
That just... was an obvious one, but...
No, the CPR breasts.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't remember, but I think I had something to do with it.
No, actually, it was between Lily and Yoshi on that one, because
Lily
kind of ad-libbed the line there. And
she didn't ad-lib the line.
She didn't ad-lib at all.
That was writing the script.
Really?
Yeah, I think that was me, because... Fuck it. All the jokes have been mostly from me anyway.
Let's see. I mentioned that she had E-cup breasts, because good fucking God, look at those.
Oh yeah, and then you said suffocation, and I thought, she already has a loop of her jumping around. Why don't we say she's giving him CPR with her breasts?
And then I came up with the part where he jizzes on her.
Yeah.
Nobody seemed to notice that. Not even my parents, but they saw the like, did you see the green spot? Like, what's that? And then I go back for them. Is that his mouth? I'm like, no.
I gotta say, the way you synced up the squeaky was just great.
That's my own dog's chew toy.
Yeah, then I just go, oops. Am I Nevin?
I win.
Okay,
apparently, that's
what I explained the whole symbol on Fuki's shirt.
Yeah,
that was just that was just a random idea. It's like,
yeah,
fuck, I found
this. I actually got an email about that, really.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I think you told me the joke, but I forgot about it. What? Can you explain that to me?
Because he's weird.
Because, yeah, it was a reference to something, but
it's just a reference to the fact that he's weird. Fuck, why don't make him a Scientologist, or at least for one scene?
Okay. I was like, what the fuck is that?
There was one other thing that was supposed to be tossed in, but for Saburo, but there wasn't a good shot of his hat, if I'm assuming.
What was it?
The Midnight Frogs logo on his hat.
Oh. That was supposed to be there?
I talked to Thorn about that, actually, because I thought it would be something like, just like a tie-in to It's Us Doing the Show type of thing.
Honestly, I forgot about it. Though looking over the scene, it's a little too bright in that scene. It probably wouldn't have fit in there anyway.
I guess, but I do kind of want to see it at least once. Maybe like it's pinned to his hat or something.
Yeah, another episode.
Yeah,
hey, cop cars, that's not on my side for once.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, underage drinking, where's Saburo?
You gotta use that old joke now.
God damn it. Well, you see, that joke came from police cars that happen like every 5 seconds where I live, because I'm an NJ in Passaic, and yeah.
Oh, actually, that was from over here.
Yeah, but still, like, usually when a cop car comes, you guys is like, God damn it, Yoshi.
No, trust me, there's a lot more cop cars that go by my place and most other places, I assume. Not counting Chicago.
Chicago! No.
Oh, and now Dark sees the
Chicago.
I gotta say I have to say the jizz did not look right. It looked like with paintbrush.
It's just a streak I did in Photoshop. It wasn't supposed to look like actual jizz.
Oh, I mean,
I kind of wanted the viewer to be like, "What the fuck is that?" But nobody's pointed it out yet.
Well, it's not a very long cut anyway.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you have to really pay attention to the episode to notice.
Yeah, when we do episode 2, we will be referencing it, so maybe people will be able to notice it again.
Yeah, like, what? And then they just stop episode 2, go back to 1. Hey, we got another view, thanks!
Oh, I can see maybe, like, in notations, like, go back to episode 1, I guess.
Nah, I don't want to say, hey, go back. I want them to do it themselves.
Oh, okay. Let's see, what else?
You don't want to assume that they actually care.
True. Yeah.
Like, hey, did you really like the series? No, I think Little Kariba's better. Fuck you, no.
Well, he is. Then again, he's been doing this for years.
He's the reason why a Bridge series exists.
Well, actually, him, Moscow, and Vegeta, really.
Moscow.
Little Kariba was, like, number one. Like, hey, I was the first.
Yeah. I guess we should talk about maybe that voice at the end of it. At the end of episode 1.
That was Giroro guy.
No, I mean, the way their whole original thought on that one.
Oh. Let's see. Originally, like, I wanted there to be a hint. Because, like, Kiroro pretty much calls him a sex, a pedophile. Because, like, in the series, he's, like, pretty much, he's in love with Natsumi. I was like, what the fuck? Like, he's, like, a war veteran. Oh, my God! Like, conquer the earth! And, oh, my God, I hate everybody. And then, like, for some reason, he has a soft spot for Natsumi. So I was
blow shit up, pink haired loli. The choice is so hard.
Exactly. God damn it. So I'm like, he's like a war veteran, and like, how old are these guys anyway? So I was like,
never really said is the funny part.
So I always thought he was like, God, he has to be like 35. He's in the adult stage.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, because if you look at Tamama, he has like a white face and a tadpole tail. That's because he's still considered a kid. But, like, you look at Giroro, and he's already, you know, an adult. He has the face, and he's, yeah. So, I was thinking, like, geez, he has to be, like, a pedophile or something. He's, like, 35. He's hitting on, like, a fucking 13-year-old girl.
Oh, gee, Willikers, you lost me at a tadpole. Is that how babies are made?
Yeah.
No.
No? What?
Anyway, so, yes. God damn it. So,
I'm gonna stop getting involved in the combo. I'm not adding anything. I'm gonna mute my mic.
You're just saying random shit in a random moment.
My fault. It's not my fault. I wasn't involved in the main production. I'm just here. Hello.
You're fucking awesome. But you're awesome.
I guess that we've hit the main jokes. I can't think of any other ones.
Let's see. Did I finish explaining Giroro? Then like I wanted like Giroro to get revenge in like the upcoming episodes. For it's gonna be like that's for episode one, you ass.
Let's see. Oh, the We Love Lesbians thing.
that was his thorn at the end of the credits. That's not even a major joke. He just put at the end like, hey, P.S. We love lesbians.
Let's see. Oh. Are we gonna do the Ariupa thing?
We already explained that.
Okay, I guess.
Funimation, whatnot. I think that's pretty much it. I don't want to spoil the future jokes because, like, we have a billion more. Is this there for future episodes?
Future.
They're in the future.
From the world of tomorrow. Okay.
Hey, is Mr. Thorne back? Yes, he is. Yay.
Yeah.
So what's this? Beaches.
I think we pretty much discussed all the jokes.
Yeah.
he just pointed out the lesbians one at the end. Like, yes, we love lesbians.
Oh yeah, that's just because we call them lesbos. It's like we should probably mention that we don't have anything against lesbians. In fact, we love them.
Yeah, they're pretty much it. The end. I think that's all the jokes because like I would go on, but like that's for future episodes, and I don't want to spoil. And then people might actually steal them and use them for their series.
Well, they're going to anyway if we're good.
Yeah, if we're really good. Oh, Little Creole.
Yeah, they are good. We're burning the other guys.
Little Creole. Team 4-star. You give your anime.
So, I guess we move on to speeches, I guess.
We can do that later.
Yeah, that's more like at the end.
So, let's discuss criticism.
We've only gotten like two or three.
They have to do with me because I'm a fucking idiot. Well, I forgot to move my mic from my computer because my computer has like a built-in fan. And like
I can hear it now, yes.
Yeah,
I'm
great.
Sorry.
And so like a year ago, like the fan broke. No, it didn't break. It just like wouldn't work. And so I needed a new fan, so I went to Micro Center and I got a super fast one that goes like 2,000 miles an hour, I think. So, or some shit, I don't know. So I needed it so that way the computer could actually work. And like, it's cool and it's new, but it's like, somewhat loud. Not like, oh my god, I can't fucking sleep, but, the fan is like literally right next to my microphone. You hear like a vroom in the background. So, yeah, that's why I'm like, that's why you hear like a little sound, Thorn stops. Like, that is hot. So, yeah, but today I found a solution to the problem.
Yeah, move it away.
I just move it away, that's it. Like, just move, because that's what I was supposed to do, move it away from the fucking computer. And
yes! Next time I'm going to move it away, okay? Thank you. Yeah, like that. No problem.
Anyway, so...
If you die, can I replace you?
No.
We don't wear shoes.
I could slightly notice it when I was putting it all together, but it wasn't that intrusive.
It was to one guy.
Well, I mentioned it too, because the fact I was listening to it with my in-the-ear headphones, and it was really noticeable, actually.
Yeah, it's gonna... Like, I sent the new video I made to Thorn, and he didn't really find it. Barely hear it, but now it's a lot like, holy fuck, where'd it go? So I got that problem fixed. And, like, I was supposed to use this voice for Sergeant Carroll, but I started talking like this because I wanted to get the lines out of the way, and I'm a fucking idiot. Yes, and we're not doing that. I'm going to do it, but just not, like, every 5 seconds, as everybody says in the fucking episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, I didn't think it was all that bothersome.
I've said to everyone else before, I'm not doing that voice because it annoys the piss out of me.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. Like, it's actually never mind.
But, I know I'm going to get criticism, at least within maybe not the next one, but the following episode with my voice, because besides the fact that I'm still trying to work it out and everything, I know I'm going to get criticism for it, so. Wait,
do you have a line in the next episode? Oh, yeah, you never mind.
I have, I think, 3. They don't know what character, shut up.
We kind of just announced it in the fucking podcast like 5 minutes ago.
We already know. Everyone already knows what character he's doing.
Characters.
It says on the Midnight Frogs channel.
True.
Some people don't read.
That's true.
And a lot of people don't. A lot of people surprisingly don't read description boxes on YouTube videos.
Because I kept returning to the thing, can't kill Jack Scorpio, so what do I do?
Yeah, and they don't know what the fuck the more info button does.
What is this? Does this break my computer? Oh no, I just make hard noisy.
I'm gonna click it with my nose.
Okay. let's see.
Is that about it?
I don't think we have any much other criticism.
Like we got one for Lily, because, like, oh, like, Aki and Natsumi, like, sound the same.
Well, no, really, a mother and a daughter sound similar. No shit.
That's weird.
But if you actually read down further, she noticed it herself.
She's
working on that, so.
She's going to work on it. She's going to do it a little more breathier, apparently.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like she changes around the voice, like, in between conversations we have with her, or at least I have with her, because she was doing it a completely different one when I talked to her than when Fat Man and I auditioned her.
Yeah, and I still regret not being there. Fucking school!
Yeah, shit happens.
Damn you, learning system that's not useful in any single way possible until you graduate!
But otherwise, I think that covers criticism.
Yeah, that's about it.
I'll check the comments on the channel, just in case.
Okay, well, always does that, so I guess.
The final thing?
Oh my god, I didn't even favorite it, that's how bad I am.
Yeah, apparently, the last thing is.
We got take questions. If our one audience member has questions involving the show, go.
Oh, please tell me what they are, because I can't fucking be there.
I will post them in the chat as soon as he posts them.
If he has one.
Oh, we did get one about using Picaponian instead of Pocopenian.
Yeah, but
because it's a derogatory term.
Yeah, I already told him that. Like, the thing is with Picaponian is that in the manga they say Pocopenians, but in the anime they say Picaponians, because in China it's like a derogatory name. It's a banned word. Yeah. You can't say it in, like, media, but you can say it in books, apparently.
Yeah, well, it's just what we watched the episode and we went with that instead of the books.
Yeah, I went with it because, like, hey, it's the anime. I don't want to fucking be anal about everything.
Though, granted, we'll probably get a few things involving it.
Like, why don't you use Disney? Fuck your face, that's why.
So. Yeah.
So listen, did he ask anything, or is that like it?
He asked what's next, but I don't know what he means.
No, he has lags when it comes to posting, so.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make sure. Yeah.
Might want to
I guess we can do speeches.
Yeah, who wants to go?
Yoshi, do you have a speech?
Well, I did want to talk about, like, how, yeah, I kind of do. I thought you'd had one.
I do, but I think that's more like a closer.
All right, I'll go. Like, I do have a speech. I'm gonna talk about, like, a little bit of how the team got together and whatnot. Like, originally, this was supposed to be... I didn't think it would be as big as this. Originally, what it was I got into the series. And so, I thought, like, wow, this is pretty funny and popular in Japan. Like, I'm pretty sure there's, like, a bajillion parodies and dubs and whatnot. So I type it in on the fucking search bar on YouTube. And like, hey, Zero. I go, God. So I told myself, you know what? Why don't I do it? It'll be fun. So I was thinking, like, you know, obviously I can't do all the voices. So I went on with Chow. It's another podcast. Don't go there. They have a chat. There's a chat. And so that's pretty much where I met Fat Man and Thorn. In the chat. Like, I pretty much said, like, before the show started in their pre-show, hey, I'm doing Sergeant Frog and Bridge, who wants to be in? Like, everybody ignored it, because, like, everybody there just writes about penis and random shit. So these are the only two people who actually had brains. It was like, hey, we want to help. I'm like, okay, cool. So around September, or I think, like, yeah, around September, like, sure, like, we'll talk about that. Like, no, it was just Fat Man at one point.
It was originally just you and me at that point?
Yeah. And so, like, I didn't have a mic at the time, so we didn't really talk over Skype. Like, we just talked through the Witch House every Wednesday. And then, finally, when I got a mic on December, that's when I, like, we, every fucking day. So.
Shit hit the fan.
Yeah, that's when we got serious. Like, alright.
You sprayed into complete diarrhea.
So, after I found him, like, he's like, hey, I do Let's Plays with this guy named Thorn. I'm like, oh, all right, cool, cool. Like, right, I wonder how big an impact he'll do.
He's like, oh god, he pretty much took over.
You're my favorite. And so,
you're mine. Yay.
Anyway, so he brings in Thorn. I'm like, hey, how's it going? I'm Yoshi. And like, he asked me, like, hey, like, can I be a writer? Like, sure. Like, I'm pretty sure you're funny. And good god, that was one of the best decisions.
famous last words.
Yeah, that's one of the famous words. That's one of the best decisions I ever made, because, like, Thorn's a really big part of the team. I'm going to say good things about everybody, don't worry. So, yeah, then after it was just us three, we decided, you know, we need auditions. We can't obviously do all the voices ourselves. So we somewhat chose characters. Like, I decided to be Kiriro a long time ago. Like Thorn got the narrator for Yuki, like, after the audition video. No, wait, he had for Yuki before. And, yeah,
I had like, both of them before.
Yeah, you had both. And, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm stupid, yeah. And Fat Man had Giroro, too, so. Well, yeah, so after...
Huh? The reason I have Giroro is because you suggested that after watching some of the
some of the LPs, like, you had, like that voice, like, yeah, he got it. Like, you just have to fucking rehearse. Anyway, so...
Like...
anyway, said Malin. So, we make an audition video, and we get about, like, five to... How much was it? Nine?
I think we got, like, eight or nine of them the first day.
Yeah, like, on the first day, and, like, everybody kind of sucked. So...
But it's still going, holy shit.
Like, holy fuck, damn, people want to be part of it. So then, let's see, the first person to make it to the team was Tom, was it?
Probably.
Yeah, Tom. Tom was the first one to pretty much, he had Momoka and, the other guy, what the fuck, Omeo. Yeah, Omeo's a guy. So we found him, like, he's hilarious. He does more feminine voices than guy voices, and that's kind of scary, but. It's just hilarious. And along the way, we got a YouTube partner, Renegade Faith, Abby, how's her last name, Kingston?
Oh, we forgot to talk about Angle Moi.
Fuck. Oh, wow. Oh. She's like one of the most important shit.
Okay. I'm sorry, Abby.
Sorry. Okay, we'll talk about her as soon as I'm done.
After the speeches, we'll talk about
that. So, anyway.
We'll dedicate a whole segment to her to make
dedicate
that
a whole segment to Moi, because I like Moi. She's hot. Anyway.
Well, fuck, why don't you do it before I do my speech? Because my speech works better as a closer.
All right. Anyway, so all after my speech, then what? Anyway, where was I? So yeah, we got Abby. She's a YouTube partner. She came to us. We didn't find her. She came to us. So, she auditioned and...
Me and Thorn.
Huh?
I think she originally contacted me and Thorn. Because I know yeah. I logged in one day and someone, bloop, message.
Yeah, like it goes from this person, Renegade Fear, like, oh, who the hell is this? And then it hits a YouTube page. Oh my god. YouTube partner. And she's Australian and a girl. Anyway. So after she auditioned, she did great for moi. She's playing moi. And so after that, we pretty much had everybody at one. No. Seth, he came in, and he actually posted a comment, so he's not dead.
Yeah.
Seth came in, and he tried in for Paul, which is just amazing. And he's also British and cool. We haven't seen him in a while, but hey, we know he's alive.
He's so. Also from the north and cool.
And he's cool, yeah. Anyway, after that, is that everybody who's not Lily? Ghost contacted me during the chat. Yeah, I pretty much met Thorn, Fat Man, and Ghost at the same time.
Give or take.
Ghost didn't really enter the fold, though, until a bit later.
Yeah, he contacted me before, like, a microphone, too, and, like, he was like, hey, I want to be this, and, like, yeah. So after, like, one of the Witch Owls in the chat, I was like, hey, I finally got a microphone, and one day he gave me a Skype info, and then we started talking, and he's fucking awesome. And so, yeah, after that, is that everybody?
Let's see.
Checking, yeah, that's everybody.
And then,
but what about me? I contributed things.
So MCO, he's gonna be there, like, yeah, he's gonna stand in the background and hold a plate of cookies if you want one.
Oh, thank you. Fuck you, I'm leaving. Bye.
But yeah, he's gonna show up every once in a while.
He's a guy that holds the cue cards. Fuck he's really you. Important.
I want him to show up, he's funny. Anyway. Where was I? Ah, yes.
Okay.
And then, like, We needed a voice for Natsumi and Aki, and Thorn was all like, hey, I know Big Al. I'm like, holy fuck, really? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, no way. And he's like, yeah, really. And so...
he's like, no. He's like, oh, really? Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And it's good because I can do an L face.
Yes, L? Yes, you do. F-A-T-L-P's, anybody?
Yep.
You know, that's still fucking hilarious. So anyway...
Yeah.
After that, like, he put in a good, like, he asked out, hey, can you put in a good word for Lily? And she's like, okay. And then she was actually interested, which was odd. Like, holy fuck, I didn't think we'd actually get her.
Yeah. It turns out she really wanted to get back into voice acting. It's like, perfect timing, yes.
Yeah, I thought she'd be scary and try to, like, to snipe me for even thinking of that.
Well, apparently we kind of sniped her for the voice acting role.
I mean, as in killing.
I know.
We didn't want to kill... Whatever, shut up. Anyway. So, after that, like, she auditioned, and yeah. And then we posted we edited it, we sat fun, we read, and the episode's up, and I can't believe how many people actually like it.
Yeah, we got, like what, 500 views right now?
Yeah. Like, I never thought that it would just get this, you know, big. Like, I thought it was just going to be a stupid, oh, I'm going to do it all by myself, it's going to be gay and whatnot. But, like, I can't, like... I appreciate, like, all of you guys just, like, for sticking with me. Like, I'm the youngest one out of all of you, and I'm, like, the leader. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Leader of the pack.
Yeah, like, I am the lolly, hey. And, like, everybody's all, like, fucking older than me. Like, hi, I'm your boss.
Hey, Pop, how old are you?
How's it going? And, like...
Batman, how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 16!
I said Batman. I know you.
I'm old enough to drink. That's all needs to be mattered.
He's 21.
Oh, actually, 22.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, you're older than me. I'm second oldest here, then.
I can't believe, like, anybody... Like, I can't believe, like, all of you would stick with me for this. Like, I really appreciate all of you guys for doing this. Like,
doll.
Yeah.
Ain't no problem.
Big group hub
to do at that point.
I wish I could just meet all of you in real life.
Yeah, we should genuinely consider a road trip.
Yeah, at one point.
And I'll join it. In fact, all come to the UK. Even if you're 16, you can still drink. Well, you can't, but I can always get the stuff because I'm more than legal. So
yeah.
Yeah, I opened this beer bottle and I pour it onto my floor, which I will eventually clean up with my mop. But yeah,
this is Thorn and Yoshi. All I can say is Thorn and Yoshi, I will get you shit faced, fat man. You'll probably get me shit faced if you're old.
This is for all of you. Like thanks.
You are very welcome, Yoshi.
Yeah.
Metaphorical thumbs up as well, even though I didn't really contribute much, but yeah.
Big internet gay hug to you.
Like, honestly, if I had money, I would send, like, each of you a present.
Pikmin 2! Oh.
Yes, I'll get to that eventually. I do want to send you.
A False Swords Adventures and a Link Cable. I'm sorry.
Actually, that would be cool too, but I don't really care about that as much.
Yeah.
No, but I would actually prefer that.
Yeah, but, like, yeah. Until the day we start getting paid for this shit, or I get a job, then that won't happen. Hopefully it'll be option one, but anyway. that's all about I gotta say. Like, I appreciate each and every one of you.
And we appreciate you too.
Immensely.
Yay.
But Ba-dum-tsh.
If my feelings are not a joke, damn it, no. That's all about I gotta say.
So why don't we pay back Abby for completely screwing her over like that?
Hey, Abby, if you're listening to me, I'm sorry. Anyway. So Angle Moi, the only character we totally forgot about because we haven't used her yet. Yeah, and yet yeah. we remember Dororo, what the fuck?
That's because anyway. He's a joke in himself.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, that's a phenomenon.
So, Moi, she's, honestly, she's not really all that different from the manga or the anime, but except for one little tweak we did with her.
Would you like to explain the tweak, or do you want just to save it?
Let's
you can't think of the tweet, can you?
I do have one. It's just I don't know if I should announce it.
Let's save it because
yeah,
honestly, I think a lot of people can already see it coming if they've seen the show
or read the manga.
Yeah, either of them work.
Yeah, just watch the anime or read the manga, and you'll get it.
That or just wait until we come out with it.
Yeah. Episode 7, yeah. That's a long time ago. A long time. That happened. Yeah, we're doing episode 47 now.
what about that? We're already done with the seer. We're just waiting for everyone to see them.
Yeah, they're even on DVDs. We just need people to look at them.
Don't play.
But anyway.
You gotta make sure they watch it on their DVD player.
They watch it on their DVD player.
Because there are bonus extras that you don't get if you play it on the computer.
Like, hey, this has to be on a DVD player, motherfucker, stop it.
Take a look at me.
Shut up! Anyway.
You asked for that.
Ass wipe. I should have saw that one coming. Well, okay, that was a good one. Anyway. So, yeah. That's going to be a good couple months from now, so
yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say on the matter.
Well, we should mention, even when a character is really even when a character is way ahead in the series, we're still gonna try to give their actors a cameo or two so they don't get bored.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all about I have to say. Thorn, you're up.
Oh boy. Well, I should warn you guys, I'm a very literary, novelistic type writer, so.
He's a grammar Nazi.
Yeah.
A grammar Nazi and a very esteemed author.
He's a grammar Nazi, yes.
Grammar Nazi thought!
You have a guitar, you can make your own theme song.
Hell, I have my own.
I can.
Grammar Nazi thought!
In fact, wait, I have something to say, you don't mind, do we?
Oh, God.
Oh, dear God. Run! Run for your life!
This is today's Grammar Nazi segment. Me reading something that's incomplete good English.
I don't have a craptastic story this week because I wanted it to be serious.
I got a portion of a story I was typing. Does that help?
No, we're not doing an actual segment. That was a joke.
Anyway, move on with what
you have. You have a phone brain. Just kiss him. You have a phone brain.
Just... Yeah, I can barely hear the guitar.
Yeah, I do.
He does. It sounds kind of cool over his mic, which is surprising because nothing else does.
Oh, I do. Okay.
Well, besides your voice, well, that's because you have a cool accent.
I have a phone brain. Just kiss him. I cannot sing him like that.
Well, that's okay. Neither can I.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
Okay. Okay, we'll do that at the end.
We'll use that next for Grammar Nazi film.
Make sure to record it.
Actually, it does sound pretty badass, though.
MCO, you gotta record that. You just have to record that now.
Yeah, that sounds
do
pretty
it over your mic, I don't care, but I'll make it work.
Yeah, that sounds pretty badass.
If you have a phone brain, we'll just kiss him. If you have a Yoshi, we'll just slap him. Because Fat Man needs it. Oh, Fat Man needs it. Oh, yeah.
Why am I supposed to be the one that dies?
You get slapped, not die.
No, dust gets slapped.
I heard snipe.
It is all about the anagrams and the analysis.
Moving on?
Yes, go on.
Indeed.
Go on with your thing!
I got carried away there.
Okay, that's enough. I can't breathe. Thorn, go.
I just wanted to say a few thoughts on this historic day, as we can call it.
Yeah.
His thoughts have mostly come about as me being part of an abridged series, me seeing the work of other abridgers, and me essentially entering a completely different world. There's something I've learned to keep in mind through all of this, and it's that there is no exclusivity in this. There's no exclusivity to having an abridged series, if that's the word for it. I'm not quite sure. Yoshi, Fat Man, and I definitely want ours to be the very best it can, to appeal to fans of the show, fans of abridging, as funny, well-written, and well-executed as it can possibly be. But one thing that's not going to happen is our Sergeant Frog abridged becoming the only one out there, nor becoming official in any way. We're dedicating a lot of time and effort to the show, but it doesn't take a team to make a simple episode. Any old unqualified jackass with Windows Movie Maker, a microphone, and a lot of time on their hands can start their own series. They're not going to go anywhere, but they can start their own series. We don't have dibs on the show, nor does Little Karibo with Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Team 4-Star with Dragon Ball Z, and there's certainly nobody who would really enforce that. At its core, an abridged series is only a fan-based parody. This has led me down two separate roads. I know the Midnight Frogs are not the first to abridge Sergeant Frog, nor are we the only active team working on such a project. In fact, we have a team of competitors who have been working on their series much longer than we have. And even though they put up their first episode before we did, the more time passed between then and ours going up, the more antsy I get to put ours out. Knowing I'm a better Fuyukian narrator eases the tension somewhat. All this is why I always find it important to mention our Sergeant Frog Abridged as the Midnight Frogs production of Sergeant Frog Abridged, or a variation thereof. We may not be the only team, but I find it necessary for people to know just who is behind the one that wins Best New Abridged Series 2010, motherfuckers.
God damn it! You can bet your sweet ass. Anyway.
I know it's a little early to get cocky, but that's just how excited I am for this project. And I wouldn't be like this if it weren't for the Midnight Frogs themselves. When I mention Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged or Dragon Ball Z Abridged, you know what I'm talking about. The people behind these have no exclusive rights to their show, yet they earn their place in the minds of the viewers as the official Abridged series, quote-unquote. They gain their popularity because of one overarching factor. They were damn good.
And they put
this is the second road I've been led down. That's what we have here with the Midnight Frogs. Yoshi, Fat Man, and I could not be a better writing team because we're fucking lunatics.
Indeed we are.
The things that have come out of our mouths in the last month are too insane and too hilarious to not love. The jokes we come up... The jokes we come up with in the last month are too funny to let wandering ears discover in fear of them stealing the jokes for their own schemes. I have so much fun working with you guys. Fat Man, you put together a kick-ass opening and a great opening theme. A viewer could not help but get pumped watching that. Our voice actors, we're pretty much all unknowns, and yet each of us brings our own unique spark to their characters. Tamama doesn't sound like a girl so much as an annoying yet lovable falsetto. Chang doesn't make Paul sound like a pimp. He makes it sound like he's satisfied every woman he's ever met, which is very different. Abby's Moi is just adorable. Fat Man's Giroro and Saburo are all over actors. Lily's Natsumi face, and I think Newton's Momoka is even crazier than in the original show. Hell, Newton, all three of his voices besides Dororo are feminine, and he pulls them off so convincingly it's hilarious. These are all cornerstones of our Sergeant Frog Abridged, and I know it's gonna take off because this is a strong team. Will we gain the notoriety of Little Karibo, Masako X, or anyone else for that matter? I don't know. My hopes are grandiose as it is. But I will say that if we did, you guys earned it. As one of the three heads of the project, I wish to dedicate this to the cast and crew of the Midnight Frogs. Here's to the release of Sergeant Frog Abridged Episode 1 and to the hard work we will continue to put into the series. Congratulations, you guys. The show is finally on the road. Thank you. God is a dishwasher, and he watches Sergeant Frog Abridged.
Honestly, even though I've never met any of you, I have complete and utter trust in all of you.
Even me?
Yes, even you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Well, I can kind of vouch for him because I've seen his face, and I know what to tell the cops.
Yeah, yes, like I've seen pictures of. I know what almost all of you look like, except for Seth. The only you guys don't know what I look like though. Because I'm a cheap bastard, and I don't know what the fuck was wrong.
You're the boss who sits in the swivel chair with his, fiddling with his hands and the shadow casting over his face.
Yes, but I'm the youngest
Speaky toy for some freaking reason.
Honestly, if my printer wouldn't be such a fag, I would fucking, hey, here's a picture of me. Hey, how's it going? It's like me doing a FU sign with my hands. Anyway, But yeah, I would like to show you guys what I look like, but it's fuck, my printer's a fag, even though it has three different features, and it's just, yeah.
Sergeant Frog, I love you, son of Sergeant Frog. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, by the way, do you want to read my bit of script out? Please read it, Vaughn. I love you forever. I love you anyway, right? But,
I have a little follow-up to my previous speech. You're no Shigeru Miyamoto's, but then again, if that means you all of a sudden become the most boring people on the planet, then it's unlikely either way. My penis works night shifts. Love you guys.
Hearts, read it, Thorn.
Read it, Thorn.
You missed out the dash.
Honestly, I would make a long-winded speech, but I think that Yoshi and Thorn pretty much covered what I would cover. I have great respect for everyone involved and those who are supporting. So. I know I don't do much work, but what I do, I try to do my best. That's as I can say.
That's all everyone has to say. I think we can call this an
episode. I have so much fun with you guys. I like you guys more than my real-life friends, which is weird, but it's true.
I'm about in between. Yeah. If I was to meet you guys in real life, I would probably say hi, and then we'd probably go to a movie and watch a movie, and then play a video game, and then get drunk by fucking asses. Although Fawn was actually supposed to be coming over to UK in February, that obviously fell through, because he said he couldn't get a job soon.
We haven't gotten a date down, and it wasn't going to be February either way. Yeah. We're probably going to shoot for summer.
Before the
that's episode... Even, that's even better. Yeah, I agree. Sorry. Yeah.
Before the episode ends, I have one thing to say for new Abridgers. This kind of goes to kind of, it kind of affected me in a way. When I met Thorn and Fat Man, and like, I wanted to do it, like, a certain person thought it was like the stupidest idea ever, and like, how it wouldn't work, and oh, it's a comedy, why would you want to? Like, honestly, this is for new Abridgers. It doesn't matter what genre of anime you do. It's how you do it. If it's a drama, go crazy. If it's a comedy, make it funnier. If it's, you know, an action-adventure, try to make it as funny as you can. Don't let other people say what you can and can't do when it's an Abridged series. It's an Abridged series. You fuck with it. You're supposed to. That's what bridging part's for. Just because it's a comedy or it's a certain genre doesn't mean that somebody should tell you, hey, let's not do it because, hey, it's already funny. Who gives a shit? Do it anyway. And especially if you quit after one episode, you motherfucker. That's all I have to say on the matter.
Okay, I got a little bit to add to that, if you don't mind. When you do an Abridged series, don't just like go straight into it. I'm not bashing the people that just do it straight off the top of the head, but try putting thought into it. That's kind of what we do with the first episode and working on the second. Just try some effort. If people don't like it, tell them to piss off. It's your work. So, yeah, that's brought up.
That's all I have to say.
Any thoughts, Thorn?
No. That would be outright insulting to someone.
Thank you. Yeah.
Not you.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Okay.
I've been hitting that target forever.
Yeah. So, why don't we end this off with the Abridges theme? How's that sound to everyone?
Sounds cool. You're going to have to be the one to play it, though. I don't have the audio file.
Don't worry, I already have it loaded. I've had it loaded since the beginning.
All right.
Play us off, Batman.
For viewers of the Ustream, this is Fetty Time with Batman, Thorn, Yoshi, and MCO.